Good evening, Toronto, and how are we feeling this evening? Are we sat back, chilled out, and relaxed? Because it is time for your weekly music therapy session.
All aboard!
Good evening, Toronto. I'm Renisa McLeod, and this is your weekly music therapy session coming to you live and unscripted from Centennial College's Creative Communications Campus. With me in the studio today is A Primitive Evolution. How are you doing, guys?
Hey, Renisa.
Thank
you. Good, good.
So just for the audience's sake, I might need you all to just toss out your names so that they know who's talking.
Okay. I'm Brett.
Stephanie.
And Scott.
And that's how they sound, so try not to mix them up. How are we feeling, guys?
Feeling good.
We'll pretty good.
We'll do our best to keep distinct voices from each other. I'll go for the more gravelly voice.
I'm the short one.
Awesome. So, we're going to start with one of your songs right off the top. What do you think?
Sounds good.
All right, so this, Radioland, is Still Waiting by A Primitive Evolution.
Is it my own self? I have tried to speak.
This is your weekly music therapy session with a little bit of a technical upheaval.
I've been in here for like 2 minutes and I'm unplugging shit. Stuff. I'm unplugging stuff.
Things. You actually plugged in something.
I fixed it, kind of, but in doing so.
It was really loud. It was pretty awesome.
And then we already have one bleep, and that's one go back. You should have brought a shock collar for it.
I would have been talking earlier if I wasn't stopping myself from swearing. Your stupid BlackBerry. Your confounded BlackBerry.
My gosh darn.
Yeah. You kids and your technology.
I know. It's 2011, though. We all carry these computers.
Battery sucks. You gotta.
I do not.
Oh, yeah.
I will not conform. So what you guys were just listening to was Still Waiting from Primitive Evolution off of their 2007 EP, correct?
Actually, well, we did have a 2007 EP that was on, and then we also put it on the official full-length album, which was 2009. We had an EP. Yes, we did, Steph.
Okay.
Oh. I do my research.
Yeah, you know more than I do.
Awesome.
So, talk to me a bit about that—the creation from EP to full length.
Well, like we had finished some songs in the studio and kind of chose the top six that we wanted to work on, and focused on mixing those first to kind of get a feel of what the record was going to be like, because we were in an experimental recording process with our friend Matt Wagner, and we co-produced together and tried a lot of new things and new techniques for what we were gonna, how we were gonna mix it and how we recorded it. And after doing the EP, we kind of revamped a few things with the approach and then finished the album for 2009. So it was kind of this ongoing building process, trying to find what sound we wanted to go for with the debut album and get all the songs hashed out and everything. Yeah.
Awesome. And so what was the process like when you added onto it?
Well, we went back and reinforced, like we did a bunch of samples to some of the drums, like reinforcing Stu's playing with some harder electronic, like, undertone samples. So that was really time consuming because we wanted it to still have a natural performance and we didn't want it to be perfectly edited drums. So we were actually like using software to place triggers to trigger those samples and still capture Stu's performance, but also like reinforce it with a crazy, like, low end undertones that we thought it needed.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Mm-hmm. And rumor has it you guys are currently working on something else coming up, aren't you?
Yes, indeed. We have our acoustic album that it's kind of a diversion from our sound. But last year we did a bunch of acoustic shows and they went over really well and people seemed to really take an interest in it. So we figured we'd do a selection of songs from the original album. And then we've also probably add two or three new songs as an addition to it that are more written around acoustic-based jams that we've had.
And besides this, like, now we can play bar mitzvahs and stuff, so.
We're expanding.
Yeah.
Expanding our audience to bar mitzvahs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you already have a pretty diverse audience. Your site says from about 25 on, but you've had old Black Sabbath fans and new Tool fans come in, so
definitely. And it's always interesting, like, to see how wide of a range of ages we are appealing to. So it's kind of cool because it's still a niche in a way, but it crosses all walks,
boundaries of time and space.
Yes. it's pretty good.
That's awesome. So there's also a bit of a confusion, I find. There's the short version of your name, Ape, versus another Toronto band, Ape. And I'm sure you guys have talked about this, but I'm asking you to talk about it one more time.
Well, it's actually the truth. I know it sounds like we could just say it this way, but we honestly didn't know that they existed before they Ape. the other ape.
There's a non-abbreviated ape.
Yeah, and we can call them. Apparently, they've been around for a long time.
Punctuation-free ape.
So they were around before us as ape. But we did some research into them after they kind of sent us an email asking us.
Uh-oh.
You know,
cease and desist.
They're kind of. I guess it was kind of a cease and desist friendly, asking us to revamp ourselves, but we're not actually called ape. We're called a primitive evolution, and that's fine with us, and you can't really do anything about that. So it was kind of a bit of a stalemate in that aspect. But originally they were called alcoholic pussy eaters, was their acronym. So they short formed it to ape, and you know, we figured that we were different enough in where both of our acronyms came from that we could continue using ours.
So wait, is it they're now ape?
They're now just ape, though.
But so we just put periods in there.
Yeah, and yeah. But you know, they thought we were stepping on their turf and stuff.
That, you know, three periods, it changes a lot.
Yeah, I know.
Depending on the font size of the period, apparently.
Yeah. I mean, the compromise would be to make it, you know, a 14-point font. Maybe like
bigger
maybe like
periods.
A four font point differential between the letters. And
yeah, it's the ratio
we can contact
font
them again
size that was
and then make
the
sure
issue.
That they're okay with it. Like, you know, we can just put giant periods in there, too.
Mm-hmm. It's weird to talk to you with your face just covered by a pop filter. It's just your eyes. You're saying it all with your eyes.
Yes.
Amazing.
Oh, no. Renisa is sick. So,
I'll try not to infect you guys.
Yeah. No,
hopefully she does well enough to prevent us from just running away with this show on her, because it'll go in all kinds of interesting directions.
Well, how about we start by tossing on another song or two?
Sure.
Let's do it.
All right.
Beauty Clark.
You are compared to both of these bands. You are compared to Muse, and you are compared to Black Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to back-to-back these guys, and nice. we'll let the audience figure it out. We're going to start off with Black Sabbath. This is a good old classic, Iron Man.
Yeah.
we're back. This is your weekly music therapy session coming to you live and unscripted from Centennial College's Creative Communications Campus. I'm here with A Primitive Evolution, not to be mistaken for Ape. How are you doing, guys?
Good.
Still good.
I drank a bunch of caffeine.
Yeah. Not enough, though.
Oh, I drank enough.
The climate off the studio walls, man. It's amazing.
My coffee count is below average today.
There used to be wallpaper on these walls. Now they're underneath our fingers, pretty much.
Pretty much, but I think it adds to the effect.
There's no wallpaper. Never was.
What?
I'm lying.
I looked.
Wow.
So when we last broke off, we were talking about your acoustic set coming up, and that's through Pledge Music, isn't that?
Yes.
Yes. Talk about that.
Let's describe what Pledge Music is.
Well, Pledge Music is something I actually discovered at Canadian Music Week this year. And I met the owner, creator, who is Benji Rogers, and heard him talk on a panel, and it was a really cool, interesting. He had a bunch of, just really cool opinions that I identified with and agreed with. And so we decided to try Pledge Music out, which is a fan funding platform where the fans can contribute into different incentives. So for example, you have you can just get $10 for the digital album when it's complete. And also all the updates we put out, recently we just put a new song demo up that people can download only if they've already ordered one of these incentives. And then we set a goal to help us complete the record and go through the manufacturing process. So it's going to work out that you collect pledges to reach that goal. Once the goal is reached, then you also donate 20% to a charity, and then you have a bit of money that you can use towards the band project as well. So it's pretty cool kind of concept, of taking control and help getting your fans to be a part of it.
Cool.
I was talking about Shelterbox there too.
Yeah,
that's the charity there.
Well, yeah,
that was my next question.
The charity we chose was Shelterbox. Stephanie's half Japanese, so the disaster that happened there this year, it seemed appropriate that we contribute in some way. So Shelterbox is it's actually this really cool company, and they supply these kits. It's like a plastic box, essentially.
Survival needs,
that can house a family of four.
Yeah, camping gear, stuff to cook food with, stuff for temporary living conditions and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Stuff for temporary living conditions.
What?
No, I can't think of anything else now. That just summed it all up. Yeah.
I'm brief, but
yeah, cooking tents. It's very cool. And they kind of deploy themselves over there and send, I think there's they've shipped 2,500 boxes so far, and I think they have up to 5,000 planned, so it's really cool. Mm-hmm. I thought.
Even if you hate our music, you should still donate to Shelterbox. I think it's shelterbox.org.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they're really active, and we feel that's important, so that's why we went with them, because we wanted something that was, relevant, and so it was a good mix.
Yeah, definitely. So that's your cue, radio people. You need to get on that.
Yes.
I'm actually I'm a big fan of Japanese relief and funding it and everything like that. I think it's hugely important. So
pretty cool.
Do it.
Do it up. It's you can visit, if you visit pledgemusic.com and just search for our name, you'll see our program that we have set up there. And you can get everything, as we were saying, it starts from the download, but you can get the CD, you can buy it on vinyl, you can come to a rehearsal with, you can come, we'll cook you dinner is one of the options. Have you over to our house
for
dinner.
There's two of those options left now, I think. Somebody already bought one, some new fans that we acquired recently playing at the Second Cup on Palmerston and Queen Street, Queen and Palmerston. And they pledged towards that. And what else did they buy?
Well, you can get a special thanks credit just to help contribute to the album and then get some kind of credit. There's also an executive producer credit. And there
are posters,
poster sets, signed drum heads, bunch of things.
You name it. You need to go get the full list. Yeah. Like, there's a bunch of business.
There's even more stuff. Items. That's awesome, guys. Yeah. Let's keep her going. Mm-hmm. If you're not typing on your computer looking this up, radio people, I suggest you do so while we continue to talk, because that's the wonder of the interwebs. One thing I wanted to actually bring up to you that really, really kind of caught my eye is something recently, what Alan Cross said, calling you the offspring of grunge.
Yeah.
I think that's so cool, and I was wondering what your own interpretation of that was.
It's a huge compliment. Like, I've been listening to Alan Cross for, like, I don't want to date myself, like, like probably 15 years. Like, every Sunday I would listen to the history of new music, and... like, if I was to go back in time when I was a teenager and know that Alan Cross had addressed my band in such a way, I would have been blown away. I am blown away still, but even more blown away.
When you were younger.
When I was younger.
Did Cross mean...
I'm proud of myself.
Did Cross mean the offspring, like the band, or the literal...
No.
The birth.
Okay. Yeah, that makes more sense to me, too. It's like,
yeah.
No, non-capitalized offspring. We are the offspring.
Okay. Like, born out of grunge. The grunge scene. And, you know, with a little darker thematicness to it, I guess.
Well, you guys were.
Yeah.
I wasn't, you know.
Yeah, no, well, he was encapsulating the band's sound. He's not talking about the people, I don't
know. No, I was...
He's talking about the recording.
No, I'm talking about, like... You guys are so old. I wasn't even around then.
Thanks, Scott.
You're still getting a wedgie at the end
most,
of this.
The most I saw of grunge was like when I was watching like Much Music Retro and they played Nirvana.
Like. So Scott's the new member in the band, as you can tell.
Yeah.
And he's a little younger than us.
He's still waiting for hair to grow in certain places.
Yeah.
It's okay. He's a little crusty.
A little crusty?
Yeah.
Down there?
I gotta retaliate old comment.
Therapy, I guess, right?
You know what crusty
means. Yeah, therapy.
Means.
Like, this is what we're about.
Grumpy. Or not grumpy.
Music therapy and psychotherapy for your
just
band.
Rationalizing
going,
your attack.
Going back
on
to
our
the
age.
Question, though, you started describing kind of your own music and kind of the world that you live in, so I wanted you to elaborate on that.
In terms of our influences and what the music comes from, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I think a lot of it is from various influences. Like, obviously, we started with Black Sabbath and Muse, and it goes throughout the 70s, 80s, 90s. Any like really strong, powerful rock kind of spoke to us all. But and then at the same time, there's a darkness to everything that we do, and couldn't really tell you where that comes from. It's always kind of just been there innately, I guess, from... And that's kind of what brings us all together with Stu from Play Dead and Steph and myself and even Scott. Scott's my cousin. And, well, we've known each other for a long time, and, like, some shit happened in our family that kind of put a cloud over everything that, you know, kind of... That was a lot of the influence on my music, and so I think, as we can all identify with the struggles and what we go through and making light of it, and what we've done with Stu from Play Dead, and he kind of brought the idea to us in our old band. We had been collaborating with them on a few things, and when that band broke up, he kind of asked us if we wanted to start something up, and it seemed perfect.
Minor keys awesome. Just sound cool.
Okay, yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to play another one from a Primitive Evolution. This is actually one of my favorites off the track, so that's why I really wanted to play it. This is Death on Wheels.
We'll be right back.
we're back. You were just listening to Death on Wheels, and sitting with me is the, well, are the creators of Death on Wheels. I'm hanging out with the Primitive Evolution right now. Hello, guys.
Hi. Yo.
So I've got, on my right, I've got Brett, and I've got Steph. On my left, I have Scott, the youngin.
Hey.
The new guy.
There's actually a question I wanted to ask you tied into the song. It was interpreted before as a girl who kind of creates an army of chick dolls, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and what really interested me is that's kind of filtered into your live show a bit with your Death Girls.
This is true.
So I was just wondering how that kind of came about.
Well, the song is actually a really kind of interesting process because we did it completely backwards than how we were used to writing songs, I guess you would say, because we had a concept to base it around, the concept of the girl creating the Frankenstein girl kind of army
and cheerleaders chants.
It came as a concept that we actually wrote the song around to make the story, rather than just writing. What we usually do is like jam out riffs and make up ideas like that and then go forward. So we did this video with the song, and we ended up using these girls to kind of sing the chant, and also we made this entire fashion show and music video combo, and did like this grindhouse thing and played the video, and then all the girls came out and all done up, and we did it just like that. So when it came to recording the album, Stephanie and Bean recorded the vocals on the record, and Bailey Northcott, who's helping us out. And I guess when it came to doing the live show, Steph actually brought it to the table, right? Then you kind of took it over.
Yeah, and well, we have this, like, we're lucky enough to have like Play Dead, and a plethora of models available to us at
beautiful ladies.
And we thought we'd take advantage of all these beautiful women and put them in front of a camera in our music video and
in their underwear
on stage with us. And we also we have a lot of hot friends that we're like, we should share these with the world.
And now
this should be shared.
There's different factions of Death Girls. We have Death Girls North.
We've got a Barry chapter.
We're working on Death Girls Montreal. We met some interesting people when we were
Death
at
Girls
there.
It's in the works.
We need to get some Death Girls in New York.
Yeah, we need some stateside, I think, now.
So if you're out there,
visa issues,
Philadelphia, New York, we're coming.
You have a big show coming up in Philly, don't you?
Yes, indeed.
How do you feel about that?
Pretty good. It's actually, if it's the first journey to the States for this band, so really excited about it. And we're playing this thing called Trash Fest USA in Philadelphia. And it features bands from all over the world. There's some bands from Helsinki.
Australia.
And so it's pretty cool. A couple bands from New York and around the area as well. So we're looking forward to joining it. And it's done by Mama Trash Promotions.
Yeah, I think it's the first time it's actually been in North America. But it was, I think they've had a bunch of them in Finland.
Helsinki.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Finland.
Lots of face paint.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool to be part of the first time they do it in North America.
Yeah, so it's an honor to do it, and we're excited to get down there. So we're also going to make a stop in New York on July 21st, and then we're playing Philadelphia on the 22nd. So should be good. Look forward to it.
That is pretty exciting. And you guys, you're pretty much playing every weekend. You have an upcoming show, too, this Friday?
Yes. For North by Northeast Festival, we're playing at Club 279 above the Hard Rock Cafe at midnight. And we also are actually in the square at 6 p.m. that day as well. We have, like, it's called an indie music market. So we'll be a part of that. And then the weekend after, on June 24th, 25th, 26th, we're playing Barrie, Oshawa, and then Toronto again at Clinton's for part of the Home and Native Sound series, which is for, like, the best live band in Toronto for the Toronto Music Awards, I think. So we're going to kind of knock them dead and see if we can actually win something.
Yeah, you guys are pretty busy. How do you balance that out with just day-to-day life?
We can't say on air. We do lots of things.
It's a secret. You wouldn't believe the shit that we do. Oh, I did it again.
That's three. Three bleeps.
There's no way to describe our daily life without using an expletive. We don't sleep, actually.
Sometimes.
not at all, really.
That's why it is. We could be sleeping right now. This could all be a dream.
I am asleep. I've gotten so good at it.
That's so Edgar Allan Poe. Yeah.
I just sleepwalk through my 9 to 5 and then wake up for band practice.
It's perfect.
So does this go with what you said before, Brett, in another interview? I know I'm pulling from a lot of interviews, but you said the music industry is a lot like getting kicked repeatedly in the balls. Does this tie into that?
Yeah, it would. Just a constant uphill battle to be a musician and to launch it and to get people to even take an interest, right? Like, so if you've got good music and people are telling you to go and you're doing the right thing and you guys are great and just keep doing what you're doing. And so it's all these things and you just keep going and going and going and all these, there's always something there to mess with you or get in the way, or whether it's members or money or jobs or like all of these factors that can slow the band down and prevent you from playing or proceeding to the next step or going on tour. All of these things have to be perfect. So the getting kicked in the balls thing is like you take these steps and then you get kicked in the balls. You get knocked down a little bit, but you just have to continually just accept those kicks in the nuts and strive forward, taking the pain but keeping positive. So that's where the protection comes in.
The challenge of maintaining an uphill walk with really inflamed balls.
Have you considered investing in a jock strap?
Yeah. Definitely.
That's a good idea.
The jock strap is the power of the group that you're in and keeping it together and like keeping each other up, right? Like when someone's getting pissed off or frustrated or fed up with things, and we all have to pull each other to the next level because it's pretty insane sometimes.
Steph, why did you just look at me?
I was thinking, Scott, you're my jock strap. I was hoping you'd reciprocate that notion.
That makes me happy.
Am I your jockstrap?
I didn't say positive way. I'm not even thinking about hygiene. I'm just metaphorically speaking, that's a fantastic compliment. I'll be your jockstrap.
Can I be all the way up the rock and roll hill?
That is so beautiful, Scott. You should turn it into lyrics.
You're my jockstrap. Stiff, you'll always be. Oh, wait, I'm your jockstrap. I'll be your jockstrap.
No, you're my jockstrap. We're each other's jockstraps. Or maybe Brett's the cup, and I'm the left elastic band around the thigh, and then you're the right side. Like, there's many elements to a jockstrap.
I'm the balls, because it seems that I...
While you guys figure that out, let's toss up another song. I've got Led Zeppelin coming up at you, Radioland. This is Immigrant Song.
Drive our ships to new land.
back. This is your weekly music therapy session. I'm Renice McLeod, hanging out with A Primitive Evolution. How are we doing, guys?
Whoop.
Excellent. Fantastic.
Whoop, whoop.
Brett's beeping, apparently. Caffeine.
That's okay. Caffeine is a good thing. So I wanted to take it back a little bit for you guys, Steph and Brett. Before Ape came Lie, and I was just wondering how your journey has been from Lie to Ape today.
How has it been?
It's been pretty adventurous and thorough. with Lie, well, things with Lie and I guess like Aphasia as well, the same band. We just changed the name. We took a lot of time making that project and building it, and we got to a certain distance, but we kind of ended up just bashing heads in the band creatively and what direction was going to be taken with the band, and a whole bunch of those factors came into play. And I think people just kind of latched to the ideas, and we ended it at the right time, I think. So we needed to kind of take a break from it and kind of reanalyze why we were making music and why we wanted to make it. I think it got a bit lost in the race towards trying to get signed or trying to do this or that or get on the radio and go on tour, and you got to write with this person or you should do this, and all these opinions came in. And when really, like, all you should do is follow your instincts and follow what you kind of believe in and want to have fun doing. And that was what we did when we started A Primitive Evolution. Was we went into the project with Stu
with the same goal of wanting to have fun,
pretty much. Just like, let's see what happens. And
it's easy to
no
lose
expectations.
Sight of that.
And if it works after a year, then it works. And it did. And that's what all of the songs we wrote for our most recent record came from. Was a year of jamming on things like that, and not really caring what we were doing, not thinking about it in such a way that you're overanalyzing it to the point that it doesn't, you'd stop.
Doesn't mean anything anymore.
Yeah, it stops meaning something to you because you've overthought it so much before you even release it, I guess.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so 3 years down the road, how are you feeling now?
Better than ever.
Yeah, definitely. Like, each day, I feel like a new accomplishment has been made with the band. We have more fans. Something else has gone towards the band succeeding further. Like, we work our butts off.
Our abs?
Our abs off. We've got rocket abs.
All of us.
And, no, I've never felt better about a band that I've been in than I do today.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. So, and like, I think it just was timing, and we needed to learn those things anyway. So, kind of been able to find a little more positivity on a working level, I guess, is what it is. Because before in Lie, we had fun, and don't get me wrong, like, I don't regret anything I did in that band, and it was a great time. And really proud of the music that we wrote and what we produced. But it just needed to end with the group of people that it was involved with, more so. And I feel like, you know, A Primitive Evolution is more of a natural extension of where the band probably would have gone anyway. And it's really just a reinventation of myself as a writer. And with the influence of Stu and Steph, and now Scott writing more, like, it's a better situation where Lie was very much just me on my own for the most part.
In the beginning.
So a lot of the songs were just my songs. And then, like, Jim Toth and Nigel and Steph had started writing near the end of it all. But most of those songs didn't see the light of day because we broke up before we recorded that the second album. So I like it better having it as a group thing as well, because the whole group cares more about it now, and it's our creation together rather than just playing my songs the way I want them to be played. We're all throwing things around and kind of help craft the song together.
Yeah, we're all there from the start to the end, rather than like taking something that you maybe worked on by yourself alone and then we contributed to that. Like now it's all like we all start off in the jam space with the songs, like all of us are present.
Yeah. Well, and and people bring ideas and things to the table, but
yeah.
It's just more of a organic balance. Process now. Yeah.
Would any of those old songs see the light of day again?
Well, like I actually just released all the live stuff on our website. So you can buy all the old catalog now. I uploaded everything digitally and we actually still have some copies of our old live DVD and things like that. And people have actually been buying them again. And there is a bunch of demos that if I had the time to, I'll probably just throw mixes of them up because it seems like people still want that material. There is a little bit of a demand for it, so.
And we miss it, too.
Eventually, I'll get back to doing some of that and things along those lines. But in terms of playing them live, things like that, people have asked that before, but we don't even have enough time to play all the music we're writing. We're backlogged almost a year as it is. There's like so many riffs, so many songs, so many ideas. So to go back and play like a live song is almost just a redundancy because there's so much new music that we haven't even yet. So we're looking forward to doing all that.
That's awesome. Well, I think we have time for just one more song, guys. Thank you so, so much for coming in tonight.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
Really appreciate it. And you guys, Radioland, if you're curious, and you should be, you can catch A Primitive Evolution playing live at the Hard Rock Cafe this Friday at midnight and outside in Yonge and Dundas Square before that. So get on it. I know I'll be there. Hopefully they'll be there. And it should be a wicked night.
Woo.
Yeah.
Indeed. Yeah.
Woo.
All right.
So the last song of the night. Any requests, guys? Or am I just going to choose?
Out of anything in the world?
It's all up to you.
Play some Ocean Size.
All right. Well, let's do Coming and Going.
Sounds good.
Oh, our songs. Okay, that makes more sense.
Last song of the night is Coming and Going by A Primitive Evolution. Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks again.
Thank you.